Luke chapter 5 and beginning at verse 27. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him, and Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who belonged to their sect, complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but those who are ill. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." One of the constant characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ is that he always makes things seem so very easy. When difficult questions come his way, he's there with the answer, absolutely crystal clear, and immediately responded. He seems to do miracles with effortless ease. He seems to be able to deal with people who are critical or difficult with him with utter courtesy and not be thrown by it at all. People seem to come to faith when he is around, exactly as Levi, Matthew, as he's often known as, did here. And it's so different to much of my experience. I was thinking this morning when I finally got a date in the diary to have a drink with someone who works just the other side of the Bank of China. I've been talking to him about my faith for years, and I've often thought I've sounded quite persuasive, quite logical. I've answered all his questions, I thought, really remarkably well, considering I'm a bear of little brain. And actually, over the past 8 years, there has been absolutely no sense of him moving closer to the Lord Jesus at all. I'm particularly keen that he does, because I've always worked on the principle, before he's a Christian, I pay. After he's a Christian, he pays. I'm really feeling the financial pinch at the moment. So as I said to the Lord, he needs to come through to faith in you, Lord Jesus, pretty quickly. But many of us here have had similar responses, though. You've shared faith with colleagues, or you've just talked about your faith, and most of the time, there hasn't been the interest that one so longed for. And Luke here tells this story, I believe, to raise our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He raised our faith because he wants us to understand that it was actually an extraordinary day when the Lord Jesus met Levi of Matthew. In the end of verse 27, we read, "Follow me," Jesus said to him, and Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. And it was more of a commitment than at first sight it appeared. For Luke puts in here, "left everything," which the other gospel writers miss out. And he put it in to emphasize the extraordinary, compelling power of the Lord Jesus Christ that day. He'd said the same thing when Jesus had called the fishermen. In verse 11, he said, "They pulled up their boats on the shore, left everything, and followed him." For with the fishermen, the words that Luke originally wrote are very different to the words that Luke originally wrote when he was talking about Levi that day. Luke knew that if things didn't work out for the fishermen, they could have returned to their trade without any difficulty. Peter admitted this later on in the Gospels. But when Matthew walked out of his job, that was the end. Better translation of this would say that Matthew Levi abandoned everything. His employers would never take back someone who'd walked away from his tax office. They'd never feel able to trust him again. Responding to the Lord Jesus that day was a sign of total commitment to him by Levi, by Matthew. Then Luke emphasizes that. And it's he wanted us to have our faith built because when Jesus is involved, he says, the most extraordinary commitment follows. Jesus says, follow me, unequivocally. But it wasn't impossible. Jesus never asks us to do something that's unrealistic, never asks us to do the impossible. We read in verse 29 that Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house. A large crowd of tax collectors came, plus Jesus and his disciples. Matthew was seriously rich. He had a house that could hold an enormous party. He'd accumulated much wealth over the years. So although he'd walked out of his job, his future was going to be totally different. Jesus hadn't asked him to do the impossible or to be unrealistic. He had a house, he had some cash, but his generosity came because he was excited by the Lord Jesus Christ. He caught the heart of Jesus. That heart explained in verse 32 when Jesus says, I've come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. It was an extraordinarily bold response to the unequivocal call of the Lord Jesus Christ. But how could he have done this? How could Matthew have responded in this way? I think the clue is in verse 27. After this, it says, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector. And it wasn't just that he caught him, sight of him out of the corner of his eye. It was a word that speaks of Jesus looking at him attentively, focusing on him, reading his character, trying to see what was happening in his life. Jesus could see that this was a man who was successful, doing really well, but not entirely satisfied in spite of everything. He saw a man who was beginning to think there must be more to life than this. Whatever he looked like from the outside, his life was much less satisfactory within. Somehow Jesus understood the change that was already beginning to happen in Matthew when they met him that day. And Matthew realized that Jesus understood and so was able to trust him in a way that he probably not trusted anyone for a very long time. So when I think of the challenges I face in sharing faith and look at this compelling encounter between the Lord Jesus Christ and Matthew, I want to know and be reassured afresh about my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Am I as certain as Matthew was that day that Jesus understands exactly what I'm facing, that he understands the challenges, he understands the lack of satisfaction, he understands that sense that there must be more than I've got at the moment, there must be more to life, even than, of course, I'm enjoying as a Christian believer. Because when I know I'm understood and am known, I'm ready to respond even to the most challenging of invitations. have a sense of excitement about what might be if I follow this Jesus more closely. Have a confidence that however mad it seems, something will happen, because whenever he's around, something does happen. It stops me being afraid that it's going to be the same old, there are always going to be the same old challenges. Jesus Christ looks at us and sees us today. He sees exactly where you are, sees the questions, the struggles, the hesitations, the concerns. And he says, follow me. Come closer. Let me show you the next stage of the partnership that I want to have with you. What's your relationship with Jesus like today? Would you like to move to the next stage? Can you trust him enough to do that? Knowing it's going to be demanding, but knowing also that he never will ask us to do what is impossible.